Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ray Burris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Deer out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Castillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive towards short. Sviam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Manning steals second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calderon moves to third. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Fisk moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviem for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Brock reaches second base with a double. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer strikes out. One out. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock scores. Surhoff moves to second. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Bill Long now pitching. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Redus. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Surhoff scores. Manning moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning scores. Castillo moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Krim now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a line drive into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dylan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Yount steals second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Ray Searage now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to third. Brock moves to second. Mike Felder pinch hits for Rick Manning. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing left field. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-3 in the game. Redus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sviam hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Krim covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Riles strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-4 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Fred Manrique. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-4 in the game. Redus hits a line drive towards short. Sviam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.